It's McCurley in the morning on a Tuesday morning, and I've got a really good friend of mine that is doing a lot of good things for the youth of our community. And to be honest with you, I remember when he was a youth. I remember when he was born. And CJ Knight, first of all, how you doing, man?
Doing good. I appreciate y'all having me on.
Hey, it's always a pleasure. Coming up here again, I can't believe it's already here again, but on Saturday, February the 28th, we're going to have the 8th annual Macy Knight Memorial Squirrel Rodeo. Now, a lot of people think, what in the world is a squirrel rodeo? And before we get into that, I want you to talk about Macy Knight, of course, being your mother. Talk about the life that she lived and why we're doing this.
Okay. My mother passed away when she was 31 years old to the metastatic breast cancer. Before she was diagnosed, she was actually recording, you remember.
Mm-hmm.
She was a recording country music star in Nashville.
And a good one. Very good.
Very good, yeah. By the way, I've got to get you that CD so you can play some of her songs one day.
Please do that.
But anyway, she was really well-renowned in this community for going what she went through at a very early age. She was diagnosed when she was 27, 28 years old, and she passed away when she was 31. Essentially, when she was diagnosed with the breast cancer, she wasn't given very long to live, but she went around giving her testimonies, and she just had the power to live, and she touched a lot of people in the short amount of time that she had it. You know, almost 4 years, 3.5 years, she just became a legend in our area, aside from the country music and the things that she did in our local area for that. But she just left behind a legacy at a very early age. And my uncle actually started giving a scholarship out on her behalf. Yep. when she passed away in 05, which, by the way, is 20 years this year.
I know it, so, man.
It's crazy.
You know, and you'll never probably ever know how many lives she touched. I mean, you see it, you hear it, and like you said, the legacy she's left behind, but there are probably people that you'll never see or that you'll never talk to, maybe, that your mom had something to do with them motivational-wise.
It's crazy because I still have people to this day. I was 12 when she passed, so a lot of trauma there. I don't remember a whole lot about my mm-hmm. mom in her final days, but I still have people today that come up to me and reach out to me and say, your mom did something to me that I will never forget. And they tell me these stories and just about how she was so motivating even when she was literally on her last breath.
Right.
And, you know, that means a lot to me because I feel like I share a lot of that characteristic with my mom. I'm more of a outgoing person. My dad's an introvert. I'm more of an extrovert. I share a lot of the qualities of my mother. And when my uncle passed me the torch of this, I've worked real hard to keep it going.
You've took it and run with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and it's we've did, in my opinion, some very amazing things on her behalf, in her name, for her legacy. So,
well, this is the 8th annual Squirrel Rodeo. Now, I want to, before we get into that, I want to mention one of the things that makes this so good is that I remember little CJ when I was, you know, your age now, I remember little CJ always wanting to go fishing, always wanting to go hunting. Kids nowadays have forgotten about the outdoors. And that's one of the main reasons for this event.
Yeah, when I was passed the torch from my uncle to continue on the scholarships, I had to kind of come up with a way to advertise and promote to raise money for her scholarship fund to give back to the community. And I thought, wow, you know, what is a need to the youth in the outdoors? Because that's truly what my mom was about. She loved being outdoors.
Yep.
She was, she She loved to fish just as much as I did. She wasn't, you know, that big of a hunter, but she just loved the outdoors. So I've always been a big-time competitive bass fisherman. So I got to thinking, I was like, you know, the youth squirrel hunting, if we can somehow throw together a hunting event where we can get the youth involved, because squirrel hunting's kind of a thing of the past, and it's turned out to be a really big deal in our area for these kids and for, you know, for the hunt members and the teams as well.
Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to tell you all about the 8th Annual Macy Knight Memorial Squirrel Rodeo when we come back. We're going to talk about what it is, how it operates, how you can help to raise money. And the first thing we're going to tell you is who the money goes to, because it doesn't go to the Knight family. It doesn't go to your uncle that you keep talking about. I'll mention his name, Shane McKee, very dear friend of mine. That's not the purpose of this. The purpose of this is for scholarships for our youth at our local schools. And I want to make that imperative because it's not going to Birmingham or to Atlanta. Even though CJ and his staff have a lot of people that come from a few miles around to hunt in this thing and to take part. But we're going to tell you how you can get involved as well. It's coming up on February the 28th on Saturday. We'll do that after some more Hit Kicking Country. How about some Justin Moore and Priscilla Block right now on Kicks Country? Jason Aldean on Hit Kicking Country, Kicks 100.3. McCurley in the morning on a Tuesday morning. We're talking with CJ Knight. He is the son of the late Macy Knight, and they are going to be having the Macy Knight Memorial Squirrel Rodeo on Saturday, February the 28th. This is not where you come to a round like circus thing and you see a little squirrel running around on teeter-totters. And no, this is an actual hunt. And but before we get into talking about the hunt, actually, I want CJ to talk about the money that's been raised, how long it's been raised, and where it goes.
Yeah, so my uncle, when my mother passed away in 2005, my uncle started giving out just a yearly scholarship in her memory. Each year was different. You know, some years he might give out $500. Some years he might give out $1,000 or $1,500. And he pretty much passed the torch to me once I graduated from Auburn after college, and I've ran with it ever since. And this is, you know, this is the 8th annual event that we've had, but I've actually had it for 9 years. So,
well, and the money goes for scholarships for local youths. Now, I want to ask you, and now I want to make sure people understand, is it a scholarship that has to be given to somebody that's going into this type field? I don't think so, but also, what schools are we talking about?
So just to start off, I think it was 5 years ago now, I actually formed it into a nonprofit. So it is a what they classify as a 501c yep. nonprofit. So this is not a profit for me or for anyone else to make money, but it is a business. I always like to market it this way. It's a business for the community, okay? The funds that we raise through our one annual event every year gets put back into the community 100%. We try to keep $6,000 to $8,000 in our account yearly to start the process over, because that's about what it costs per year. But other than that, all the money that we raise, other than that amount of money, goes back into our local community through the lower Talladega County school systems. And we've expanded because we've raised so much money in the last 3 years. We've had to expand our school systems, which is good. More money.
That's a good problem to have. So you've got, I know, Fayetteville, Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and does that include Winterboro?
And Winterboro, yes. Okay. Currently, that is our five schools. I always like to say that the more money we raise and the more money that we can give away, we hope to expand it to all Talladega County school systems. schools within the county. But as of right now, for the last, I think this is the third or fourth year we've did those five schools.
Mm-hmm.
So it is, the last 2 years have been pretty similar on how much money we've raised. I think 2 years ago it was around 31,000. Last year it was around 33,000.
Wow.
So I think it was $32,600 something dollars last year. But anyways, long story short, last year alone, the last 2 years alone, I've got the statistics right here. I have to make sure I get this right. But last year we did $1,500 per student, okay? And that was 18 students.
Wow.
Or 17 or 18, whatever ends up being $27,500.
Yeah, that's 18 students.
18 students, okay. So 18 students in our school systems here received a Macy Knight Memorial Scholarship last year. The year before, I don't have this to certain statistics on it because I have my donor list from last year, but I think it was 25,000. So just in the last 2 years alone, we've increased, given over $50,000 in scholarships in 2 years. So I'm very proud of that.
And here's something else, too, that you understand. You went to Auburn. I mean, you understand.
Very smart if you go to Auburn.
I'm with you, War Eagle, buddy. War Eagle. But listen, you understand that $1,500, you know, in the large grand scheme of things, that's not all of a scholarship, but how much of a difference that $1,500 makes.
Yeah, we've did $1,000 scholarships, we've did $1,500, and we've did $2,000 scholarships. Depending on how much money we have, we kind of try to see. And also, another thing to think about, it's a lot based on how many applicants we have.
Yeah.
Okay. So last year, the reason we went with $1,500 was because we had more applicants.
You was able to give everybody, yes, at least a little bit.
Yes. And my thinking was, yes, I understand that $1,500 is not a lot of money for college, but we helped 18 kids.
Absolutely.
That would not have
families.
Yes. 18 kids that would not have $1,500.
Yep.
If it was not for a nonprofit. So that, you know, we try to make decisions on the best, for the best interest of our community. That's as good as I can put it. And like I said, some years we don't have as many applicants, but last year we had a lot of applicants. And I hate turning kids down, David. I do.
Absolutely.
I feel like every kid that that fills out that application, I feel like they're worthy of a scholarship, whether it's ours or whoever else's. But, you know, if we can get the kids a scholarship in any way, we try to do that. And, yeah, we have to turn people down. And that's all where I come in and say, hey, I got to market more and promote more so these we can give out more. And it's just, you know, it's really grown to be a big local community event. And I'm very appreciative of all of the donors and people that spend their money within their community to make their, because I truly believe we're making our community better by giving as much money as we can back.
Absolutely. Tell you what, we're going to come back here in just a few moments, and I'm going to let CJ talk to you about the Squirrel Rodeo itself, because a lot of people have never participated or don't even know what this is. I had to be educated on it a little bit myself, even though I used to squirrel hunt. We're going to talk about that and some of the wonderful things that you can win as prizes in the raffle. And we're going to talk about that as well. And, of course, the food they have. It's just a big event. It's going to be happening Saturday, February 28th. I'm going to let CJ tell you about that when we come back. Right now, how about a little Alan Jackson for you? We're going to chase that neon rainbow. JP John Party and Luke Bryan, little cowboys and plowboys on Hit Kicking Country Kicks 100.3. Hey, listen, CJ Knight's in studio with me, and we're talking about the annual Macy Knight Memorial Squirrel Rodeo. Now, I told CJ I was going to let him do this because he's much better at it than I am. Tell us what this is and how people can get involved, not just with the hunt, but anything else.
Absolutely. We'll start off with the hunt itself, which I always like to market it and kind of provide the details of the hunt because that is the venue. Yeah. The venue is a large-scale weigh-in for our hunters. We usually have 30 to 40 hunt teams. These teams consist of hunters up to 5 people per team.
And let me stop you right there for just a second. When you started this, I think you said you had 8 teams in the first year. And now last year you had what, 32?
I think it was
36.
36 or 35. So it's
growing.
It's growing. It's a lot of work. But our hunters do a great job showing up and showing out because in order for us to raise money, we have to have a good venue. And this hunt gives us a great venue for our locality, our area, because it gets the youth involved in squirrel hunting. I know that squirrel hunting is a thing of the past, but we've kind of ran with this, and I've worked closely with the Alabama DNR and local game wardens, other nonprofits, to really grow this event to where it is. And essentially, we have hunt teams. You can sign up through registration through our social media website. We've also got an email, all that provided. And we've got a website URL. We've got an actual website for our nonprofit as well for our annual events. But basically, in a nutshell, get you 5 team members together. Any kid 13 and under can hunt with you for free on your team. So we do promote the youth to squirrel hunting. That's a major part of what we do. And yeah, come out and join us on February the 28th. Registration's $200 a team, which is essentially if you have 5 people, you know, it's only $40 per person. So it's not very expensive. We give back as much money as we possibly can. It's usually about an 80-20 split back to the hunters. We have 3 what we call jackpots, 3 different categories that the hunt teams can win in. And that's a total weight category, the most harvested squirrels category, and the single largest squirrel. So if you bring in that big, giant gray squirrel that weighs whatever and win, you could win, you know, however much it is. We have to offer. I can't think of off the top of my head, but it's $500. One squirrel gets you $500. So each category pays a certain amount of money. And based on how many teams we have, usually plays two to three to four spots per category. So essentially, there'll be, you know, it could be 10 to 12, 14 checks handed out based on how you do and the weight of the squirrels and all that good stuff. So
then you have something else on top of that. Well, first of all, I want to back up 1 second. Mm-hmm. This venue. Give the address to this because I know it's on the, you know, the McGowan's Ferry Road there.
Yeah, we have it every year, same spot. We call it the Pole Barn. It's 8240 McGowan's Ferry Road. It's Childersburg, Alabama, 35044 zip code. And this is a one-day only hunt. You must register and watch the mandatory hunt video in order to be and participate in it. All state laws must be followed for squirrel hunting. You can hunt wherever you want. I get this question a lot of times. If you want to hunt with dogs, you can hunt with squirrel dogs. That's fine. We have some of our teams hunt with squirrel dogs. A lot of steel hunters hunt wherever you would like as long as you're following the rules and following the state statutes and laws. We're good with it. And you've got to be back to the weigh-in, though, by 6. I think it's 6:30 is what we got it listed at. So,
and then of course there's something else called the raffle that you. This is really where a lot of your funds come in for your. Yeah, let's be honest. I've done golf tournaments before. Mm-hmm. You don't make a ton of money off the golfers. It's the money that you get for sponsorships and things. Talk about the raffle.
Correct. So our main source of fundraising will come from the donation raffle. I call it a donation raffle. And this year we'll have 17 listed firearms, which is guns and rifles. The two staple guns this year is a 30-30 Henry Golden Boy, very sought-out gun. And our other staple gun is a Henry Golden Boy 22 long rifle. So
wow.
It's all in all, you can expect probably $9,000 to $10,000 worth of raffle supplies, you know, that will be raffled off in the donation at that venue that same night. And I always like to remind all the people buying the raffle tickets, you do not have to be present to win.
And you do not have to be a hunter to win.
No.
Can buy six.
Sure.
And the raffle tickets are $20 each or six for $100.
That's correct.
So if you throw $100 in, you get six of them.
Yeah, there's a little bit of incentive to buy $100 worth because you get an extra ticket. And I always like to promote it this way, too. Just remember, you buy six tickets, you got six chances of winning six guns.
Wow.
So when we pulled the name out of the hat, that is what it is. And we've had, believe it or not, we had a guy one time buy $40 worth, two tickets, and he won two guns. So
wow, that wouldn't be my chance, yeah, look, I'm telling you.
But you know, it's for a good cause. That's how the nonprofit business generates the revenue yearly. This is a one-time annual deal, so we really have to make a push for these raffle ticket sales, and the hunt itself gives us the venue to do it at, if that makes sense.
Yes, and there's also food there that day. Yes,
we will have food. Southeastern Pond Management, luckily, every year gives us a lot of fish. So if you like fried fish,
who don't?
I love fried fish. It's great. Me too. But yeah, we'll have a lot of food there, and we don't charge anything for the food. We just kind of ask everyone to be courteous of how much they get, because we have a lot of hunt team. You know, if we have 30 people, 30 times five along with hunters, you know, we'll have 200 hunters there alone. So
that's right.
You add in another 200 to 300, civilians not hunting and just purchasing raffle tickets, that's a lot of food. So we have a lot of capital expenses for food, and we have a lot of associated cost, a lot of work in this. But
Absolutely. Luckily
to all of our sponsors that help us out, we're able to make it work yearly, and it grows and grows and grows.
CJ Knight with me, and we're going to have him back here for just another minute or two and talk about this event one more time, and then I'm going to talk about something else with him that he don't know is coming, but I'm going to have a little fun with him. But CJ Knight will be back with me here in just a few moments talking about the Macy Knight Memorial Squirrel Rodeo happening on February the 28th on Saturday. We'll be back here in just a few moments. Tim McGraw and Down on the Farm here on Hick Kicking Country Kicks 100.3. It's McCurley in the morning, and CJ Knight is in studio with me. It is the eighth annual Macy Knight Memorial Squirrel Rodeo. Now, we've talked about the money that will be raised for local youth scholarships in around five schools in around South Talladega County. We've talked about February the 28th. There's squirrel hunting going on. I want to ask you, though, if somebody needs more information on this, how do they get in touch with CJ Knight? I'm going to give you that opportunity to get it out here, and I'm going to keep promoting this all the way up until the event. And we're going to have you back in here, you know, a few days leading up to it, maybe a week or so leading up to it. But how can they get in touch with CJ and get what they need?
Absolutely. So the first method that I would recommend would be, of course, the old trusty Facebook.
Yep.
We got everything that we do is now social media related, and we do have a nonprofit page. It's called the Macy Knight Memorial. Well, you can, look that up or Google it or however you want to on the Facebook, and give us a follow because all of our updates will be there. Also, look me up personally, CJ Knight, and I post everything on my personal Facebook as well. If you like to get out and get your hands on a flyer, we have flyers available at Sylacauga Marine. They're one of our sponsors, okay? We have them available at Careva Outdoors in Childersburg, a little hunting and fishing store there. I'm also working with some of our other sponsors to get them out as well. Sylacauga Portable Buildings, Justin Morris, which, fun fact, my mother and Justin Morris's family were in the same band together.
Yep.
That's where they started their country music showcasing around Talladega County. But anyways, I'm going to get him some flyers as well. But if you personally want to contact me through email, I'd be glad to send you a PDF form of both flyers, the raffle ticket flyer and the actual hunt registration flyer. Both flyers have the information needed for our annual event for the fundraiser. And my email is csk0010@auburn.edu. And that's csk0010@auburn.edu. Yes, I do use my Auburn login still. I paid a lot of money for that.
Absolutely.
You earned it. College there. I did. So I still use that, and feel free to email me there. Also, my personal phone number, if you want to call or text or whatever, is 205-217-8062. And like I said, get on the website. We have a website URL, social media, Sylacauga Marine, Carave Outdoors. Text me, email me, contact David McCurley.
Yes, sir.
We will get it to you.
Absolutely.
I promise we will get it to you.
Hey, and speaking of Auburn, now, I know you went there to higher your education, but you also flipped a jig or two in your time.
I did, yeah.
Tell everybody a little bit about that experience, because I know you were very, very good at what you did with fishing and competitively there at Auburn. And, of course, you got to see a lot of things, didn't you?
I did. So I went to junior college for 2.5 years at CAC. At the time, they didn't have a fishing team, a collegiate fishing team. They do now.
But that's CAC?
CAC, yeah.
Okay.
I graduated high school in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Continued my education through CAC for a couple of years. And then I transferred in as a junior at Auburn, and I was there for 2.5 years and was very fortunate to fish for the Auburn University fishing team, where I got to travel and fish. And actually, the first year, I was the top fisherman there. I was number one on the qualifying list, and we traveled the country fishing. So that was also one of probably my highlights of my life, was being able to travel and fish collegiately across the country. Seen some very cool things.
Wow.
And some of my best friends I ever met was through collegiate fishing.
Well, I got to ask you, how much was your NIL contract worth?
Back then, we didn't have NIL.
It wasn't much, was it?
I keep sending in these affidavits to get me reinstated, you know?
That's you got any eligibility left?
If they could get me in now, knowing what I know now, we might have some serious money coming in. But, yeah, things have changed since I was
Absolutely.
There.
Well, one quick thing. What about the fishing in Auburn? I wanted to ask you, what is the most memorable tournament you went to, maybe the best lake you've ever fished? Two or three things that really pop out in your mind.
So the first year I fished, the most memorable tournament for me was I qualified number one fisherman for Auburn through our qualifying events. And the first term of the year was on the St. John's River in Florida.
Wow.
And if anyone is familiar with St. John's River, it flows backwards. It doesn't flow to the south, it actually flows north, but it is connected to the ocean. So a very distinct fishery, giant Florida strain bass. And me and my partner at the time was Timmy Ward from Childersburg.
Mm-hmm.
We came in third place out of like 200-something boats, and that was my first ever tournament. So I'll never forget that. And also, I'll never forget it because when I come back, I had a spontaneous pneumothorax, which is a spontaneous collapsed lung.
Yeah.
And I think it was from the climate. It was so warm down there in January. And when we come back, it was like 20 degrees. And when I took that first breath of air coming back from South Florida to Auburn, I got a collapsed lung, and they're like, just randomly happened. And I really think that the climate of me being down there for a week and a half and coming back to this cold environment, I think it messed up my lung. I really do.
I don't doubt it.
I'll never forget it.
Well, you certainly served them well, and I can't tell you how well you're serving South Talladega County with this squirrel rodeo in memory of your mother. She was just a great individual. Take them from us much too soon, because I tell people this all the time. You know, we're right here listening to country music. I'm playing country music for everybody that listens. And I just, you know, wonder how far along the road how many songs of hers I would be playing now. But I think so much of your family and did of her. And of course, Saturday, February 28th, it is the 8th annual Macy Knight Memorial Squirrel Rodeo. It is a 501c for anybody that wants to donate, you know, buy raffle tickets, hunt squirrels. Man, you brought this thing to a brand new level, brother, and I hope it gets bigger and better every year.
Well, we do the best we can. I just want to take a quick second since I've got the opportunity to, mm-hmm. and thank you for having me on for promotion and advertisement. And I want to thank everyone that donates to this nonprofit yearly.
Absolutely.
Because it is an annual event, and a lot of people, I think, forget that it's an annual event. And in order to keep any nonprofit going annually, we have to have donors and people buying tickets, and we have to keep it going. So that's what I work, you know, 2 months out of the year to do. And I appreciate you having me on, and to all the ones that are buying raffle tickets and participating in our hunt event yearly, I really do appreciate it, and from the bottom of my heart.
Well, it's no problem. The pleasure has certainly been ours, and I'm sure that I'll probably be out there that day as well. And of course, hope that we raise a lot of money for South Aldega County. But CJ, thank you for coming in, buddy.
Thank y'all so much.